541 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. We were joking a little bit before the break about the winter. Some of us like it, some of us don't. But a nice wintry winter, for lack of a better term, would be good for the Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Team. Pat Hennenfent has been a part of that for a long time, and he joins us here in the studio to talk about the team and a fundraiser, among other things, coming up. Pat, thanks for coming in.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
I was just looking at some information you just gave me here. I didn't realize this started in 2003.
That is correct. That's when we organized this rescue team. It doesn't seem like it's been 14 years, but here we are.
No, it seems like a lot sooner than that, that I was spending an occasional Saturday out in the middle of the cold watching you people train.
Yep.
And talk about that first, I guess. The search and rescue team really can come in handy, and really, I mean, it's about, you know, searching and rescuing in emergencies, but you can really come in handy in all types of scenarios like that, right?
Yeah, we train really hard so that all of our people are trained the same. So if we have a report like we have of someone who's walked away from a car accident, we know how to work as a team to find that person. We do a lot of, we get a call that so-and-so is stuck in a car somewhere and they have no way out. We've actually had a call where we had a gentleman who had said goodbye to his wife because he didn't think he would be alive in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
We went and found him. That's what makes us keep coming back, is when you have a call like that. And we do a lot of rescues. There, a few winters ago, there was a whole bunch of cars stranded between Monmouth and, west of Monmouth on 34. And we went over and went car to car and got people out as they needed and took them to safety. So we kind of go all over. We don't, you know, we're not just glued to Knox County. We'll go anywhere in the state of Illinois they need us.
I was going to say, and you've had to make some trips like that in the past, right?
Yeah, we've been in Knox, Warren, Henderson, Mercer, Fulton, quite a few counties. There have been other counties who have called us, but due to the roads, we couldn't get to them. We've been called by Springfield. We've been called by, south of Springfield, about 50 miles, wanting to know if we could come and help. And I said, we have no way to get there. All the roads are closed.
But, you know, it's really important, though, to have something like this in an area like this, just given how many, you know, open fields there are and how many back roads there are and things like that, that can really cause people problems in the cold and the winter months, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. It doesn't take a lot of snow to close roads. And one of the worst roads, they say, in the state of Illinois is Route 34 between Watauga and Oneida for getting drifted in.
Yeah.
And we've spent many a night going from car to car trying to get people out and get them to safety on that road.
I should back up here a little bit. You're technically a part of the Sheriff's the Knox County Sheriff's Department, correct?
That is correct. We are under the Knox County Sheriff's Department. We're a completely volunteer organization. But a lot of the money for all the equipment we have comes from a grant from the Department of Natural Resources.
Mm-hmm.
When we register our snowmobiles, part of that money goes into a grant fund. The only ones that can apply for it are municipalities. So in order for us to be able to get the grant money, we have to be associated with a sheriff's department, a police department, something like that. So we went to the sheriff, and he was more than happy to have us be part of his family. So we do work under the auspices of the Knox County Sheriff's Department. We have a liaison that works between the two. And, you know, we help out the deputies during those winter months. They're really glad to see us when we come out, because there's just places they can't get to.
Ironically, you also can assist in the summer, right?
That's right. We've had a couple times where there's been a missing person and they were out doing searches in cornfields. We'd get a call to see if we could come and assist. So we would bring our people. We have a trailer equipped with a lot of things, generators, lights. We have a big bank of big, huge flashlights to use at night if we're needing to search for somebody at night. So we are available for year-round searches.
And a lot of that equipment and others that you've talked about, as you mentioned, has all been paid for with mostly that grant money from DNR, right?
Yeah, mostly the grant money. We have been fortunate. Our liaison with the Sheriff's Department was able to get us. We've got a big 20-foot trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And before, we just pull it with our own pickups trucks. He was able to get an Army surplus 2003 Chevy, great big three-quarter-ton truck that we can pull it with all the time. That's been a godsend because we have a big enough truck to handle it in those bad months.
Equipment-wise, as you kind of alluded to here, you really are kind of equipped to do just about any type of emergency, right?
That is right. We have a big Articat snowmobile that I think would pull about anything. It's one of the biggest ones they make. We have a rescue boggin that we tow behind it, so mm-hmm. if we have to go in and get a patient out, we're able to do that. We have generators and a lot of medical equipment. We are, with the state of Illinois Department of Health, we are a first responder unit, so we can go in and do medical care on somebody until they can get there. Our other job is the EMTs, paramedics, can get as far as they can in the ambulance, then we will pick them up and take them to the scene, get the patient, bring them back out to the ambulance so they can get them to the hospital.
And that's a good point, too, because your group is made up of a lot of those people that would be first responders. And, you know, of course, we've talked to you before as part of the AO&W ambulance service.
So yes.
A lot of those people in your group are just like you.
We're very fortunate that we have nurses, we have, you know, first responders, we have EMTs. We have a little bit of everything in our group. We just, within the last 2 years, became a legal first responder unit.
Great.
And when we did that, we had several more of our people went and got the training so that we even have more first responders that are trained to help under those circumstances.
What's in the years you've been since you've been reorganized here, what's been the biggest sort of situation that you've been called to help in? Do you know?
Well, the Snowmageddon back in 2012, somewhere back in
then. Oh, I loved that Snowmageddon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
slept on the conference room floor of this radio station that night.
Yeah, I slept on the floor of the fire station in Watauga that night.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the biggest challenges we had. My biggest problem was 6 of my most active searchers were in the UP of Michigan snowmobiling.
Oh, my gosh.
And missed it.
Oh, wow.
So it was my future daughter-in-law, now my daughter-in-law, and I were at Watauga. And we get call after call after call, and we were out at about 11 o'clock at night for a call that someone was walking down 34 in that blizzard.
Oh, goodness.
We went out, never found anyone, but then we got lost.
Oh, my.
And that's a scary feeling when you have no idea where you are and you can't see 10 feet in front of your snowmobile. So we, you know, found the wind direction, and we knew approximately where we were, so we picked a course and happened to come upon some things we recognized, and that led us back to town. And that's when I called dispatch and I said, all of our team members are in for the night. We're not going out. Then we got the call at 4 o'clock in the morning about the guy that was stranded, who's was out of gas, cell phone battery about dead, and had said goodbye to his wife.
Wow.
Well, we went back out and we did find him and get him home. And
that's amazing.
That was tremendous.
But that goes to show you that, while, you know, you can respond to almost every situation, even there are times where it's incredibly difficult, if not dangerous, even for you to be out.
Absolutely.
There.
I tell our team members, we never go out with less than 2 people. Mm-hmm. I prefer 3, so that if somebody has an issue, someone can stay with them, somebody can go for help, or we can send 2 back for help.
You have 40 plus members, though, right?
Yeah, we have 40 members from all over, and that's a good thing. If we get a call that somebody down in the Yates City area needs it, I've got 2 guys in Yates City that can take that call. Mm-hmm. We have people in Abington, Bishop Hill, Aledo, the Alexis area. So we're spread out enough that if wherever the call is, I can see what team is closest and send them to take that call.
Ah, there you go. All right, so while you get most of your funding from or have over the years from grants from the DNR, you're looking to have fundraisers of your own, right?
We still have to, because there's a lot of items that we want that doesn't qualify for the grant.
Such as?
Well, we're looking at maybe more radios. We've just added some more radios. We're looking at radios. We're looking at some other medical equipment. We're looking at ice cleats, things like that for our shoes. Just a lot of the smaller things that we're looking for that we pay for ourselves. We don't expect the sheriff to cover that stuff for us.
Yeah, all right. So we're short on time. So you're having a fundraiser Saturday, right?
Yes, we're having a fundraiser this Saturday, having a breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. out at Applebee's.
Oh, that's good stuff.
We would surely love to have people come out. In fact, I was just on the phone on the way here with the manager, getting all the details worked out, and we are all good to go. Our members will all be there.
Great.
We'd sure like to invite people to come out and help support the snowmobile search and rescue team, because I tell everybody, you don't know when you're the person that's going to need us.
Exactly. What's the cost of that?
It's $5. It's a really cheap breakfast. Yeah. Flapjacks and bacon and coffee and orange juice, milk, All the goodies.
Does that all that $5 go to the group? Most of it does?
Most of it does. Okay. Applebee's is very generous. And any tickets that we sell ahead of time, that if people don't come, we get to keep the whole $5. We only pay them for the people that show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great fundraiser for us. And like I say, it's the only one we do every year. And that helps gets us through the year.
If folks want to get a ticket ahead of time, or if they want to find out more, or maybe become part of this snowmobile search and rescue team, how can they do that?
They can call me anytime. My number is 368-0747. I have no problem with them giving me a call if you've got a question. And you don't have to have a ticket before you come. We can sell them right at the door.
368-0747.
That is correct.
All right. And you guys are you on Facebook or anything like that?
We are kind of. If you look at the Prairie Drifter Snowmobile Club site, we're kind of in conjunction with them. Yeah. My son runs that site, so he keeps all the rescue information on it, too.
What don't members of your family do, Pat?
There's not much.
There you go. Well, all right. So, again, Saturday, 8 to 10 at Applebee's, the only fundraiser of the year for the Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Team. Pat Hennenfent, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck Saturday. And I know you're looking forward to a cold, snowy winter, but maybe we can find a nice middle ground where we can get some snow here. But hopefully you won't be needed for any emergencies.
Well, I tell everybody we need about 6 inches of snow the day before Christmas and then 6 inches every Friday, and I'd be a happy clam.
See, I'm of the camp where it can snow on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and that's it. That's all I care about.
So, yep.
Pat, thanks so much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.